Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Tell among the nations his glory, and his wonders among all the peoples. For the Lord is great and highly to be praised. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Today the Church celebrates the memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus, two collaborators of St. Paul and bishops of the early Church. Let us now call to mind our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. O God, who adorns Saints Timothy and Titus with apostolic virtues, grant, through the intercession of them both, that living justly and devoutly in this present age, we may merit to reach our heavenly homeland. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the beginning of the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, for the promise of life in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dear child, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. I yearn to see you again, recalling your tears, so that I may be filled with joy, as I recall your sincere faith, that first lived in your grandmother Lois, and in your mother Eunice, and that I am confident lives also in you. For this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. So do not be ashamed of your testimony to our Lord, nor of me, a prisoner, for his sake, but bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. The word of the Lord. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all you lands. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Announce his salvation day after day. Tell his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. To all the nations, Give to the Lord, you families of nations. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. He has made the world firm, not to be moved. He governs the peoples with equity. Proclaim God's marvelous deeds to all the nations. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor, and to proclaim liberty to captives. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs, to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say peace to this household. If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house, and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his pay. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, the name Timothy and Titus are known to us because they are found in the New Testament, not only because they're referenced in the Acts of the Apostles, but also because St. Paul, who writes these letters to Christian communities like Corinth and Thessalonica and Philippi and Rome, has written letters contained in the Gospel, in the Scriptures in the New Testament, two letters to Timothy and a letter to Titus. I thought I would just share a little bit of their biography. I'm taking the biography from the In Cælo et in Terra, 365 Days with the Saints, from Pauline Books and Media. Both of today's saints were associates of St. Paul. The Acts of the Apostles first mentions Timothy during Paul's second missionary journey. Timothy was well spoken of by the believers in Lystra and Iconium, and Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him. See Acts 16:2-3. Timothy joined Paul, and the young man became a missionary and one of the pillars of the early church. Paul names Timothy as a co-sender of six of his letters and highly praises him. "I have no one like him," he writes. In the year 64, Paul commissioned Timothy to govern the church in Ephesus. Titus was another important companion and co-worker of Paul. Titus accompanied him to the Council of Jerusalem, which decided that Gentile Christians did not have to follow all Jewish practices. At one point, Paul sent Titus to the Corinthians to help calm the waters after some controversy. Tradition holds that Paul made Titus a bishop to govern the church on the island of Crete. Though attributed to Paul, the pastoral letters to Timothy and Titus in the New Testament were probably written by an anonymous author later in the first century. They contain valuable guidance for the church's pastors. So that's a little bit about who Timothy and Titus were. I think especially of note that Timothy was governing the church in Ephesus. And Ephesus is one of those places that Our Lady resided for a little bit in her life. And so perhaps the two may have even crossed paths there. But I think what we hear today in our second letter, our first reading, the second letter of St. Paul to Timothy, is we hear really kind of the basic structure of one of Paul's letters. So if you go to any beginning of his letters, they all say something very similar. I give thanks to God for you. I pray for you. I entrust you. He commends them. And then he gets on to the message. For Timothy and Titus, as we heard, they were pastoral letters. So they were speaking about the nature of missionary leadership and what all that entails. So when Paul writes, he sends grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father. So that's his well wish for them. He says, I'm grateful to God, as he writes to Timothy, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, as I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. And so I'm sure for Timothy, as he receives this letter after having worked with Paul, that gives him greater confidence that Paul is praying for him. I'm sure for all of us, if we were to receive a letter from someone who was quite significant, maybe in the church, maybe we think of Saint Mother Teresa, that if we were to receive a letter from Mother Teresa and it says that I am praying for you, that would mean a great deal to us, that someone who is so holy and so close to God is praying for us. And then he says, I yearn to see you again, so that I may be filled with joy as I recall your sincere faith. So as Timothy worked with Paul, he saw how he carried out his faith. He saw the depth of his belief, and as he communicated that belief then in his missionary preaching. But of course, the faith is something that we receive. God gives it to us. In baptism, we're given the theological virtue of faith, so it's something bestowed upon us. But it's also something then that we inherit from others. And we hear that today from Paul, that Timothy inherits his faith, you know, that sincere faith that first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice. So Lois and Eunice, these two important women in the life of Timothy, at some point came in touch with the gospel of Jesus. And as such, they believed in it. They became followers, they started practicing, and so then Timothy is touched by that message. Timothy meets Paul, he learns a lot from Paul, and this is how the missionary labors ensue. I think for all of us, we can be grateful for those people in our life who have handed on the faith to us. If it wasn't for Eunice and for Lois, well, maybe there wouldn't have been a Saint Timothy. If we think about St. Augustine, if there wasn't a St. Monica, there probably wouldn't have been an Augustine. So the prayers, the example, the assistance of our family in transmitting the faith, so valuable, something that really we take to heart today. Finally, he says, for this reason, I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have through the imposition of my hands. This idea of ordination, that Paul laying hands on Timothy commissioned him to be a missionary, to be a preacher, to be a priest and a bishop. And he says, stir that flame alive in your heart. That's the fervor, that's the zeal to ask for renewal. He did that for the sake of his bishop, his episcopacy, his priesthood, his being a bishop. But we do that as lay faithful through the gift of confirmation. So every day we could pray that that gift of God through confirmation, the Holy Spirit, can be stirred aflame in us. St. Timothy, especially in the letter he receives from St. Paul, or maybe someone from the school of Paul, can really teach us a lot today. Gratitude for our family and a deeper appreciation for the gift of God in us. Let us now lift up our petitions to the Lord. for Pope Francis and our church leaders that through the intercession of Saints Timothy and Titus, they will be courageous in preaching the gospel with patience and charity. We pray to the Lord for an increase in holy vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. We pray to the Lord for our president and all government leaders that they will seek God's will in the governance of our nation, especially with regard to the protection of all human life. We pray to the Lord for all married couples that they will be strengthened in love and fidelity as they live their vocation in these challenging times. We pray to the Lord for all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Mary Dolan, for whom this Mass is being offered. We pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them. We pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, you heard the prayers that St. Paul offered during his own missionary years as he entrusted the churches and the people he met to you. And now in his spirit we do the same, asking you to hear us, for we make our prayers in the name of Jesus, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you. Wash me. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, O Lord, we pray, the offerings of your people, which we bring in celebration of Saints Timothy and Titus, and in your kindness render us fully acceptable by giving us sincerity of heart through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of Saints Timothy and Titus, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by their words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to their prayers. And so with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, take away the sins of the world, grant us. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. I am with you always, says the Lord. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Let us pray. May the sacrament we have received, O Lord our God, nourish in us that faith, taught by the preaching of the apostles and kept safe by the labors of Saints Timothy and Titus, through Christ our Lord. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body and blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrageous sacrileges and indifference by which he is offended. Through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.